You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to a third of the world's food? It goes to waste. But here's a dish. You can change that. Step one, give your fridge some love. Keep leftovers visible and labeled to prevent them from turning into science experiments. Step 2. Be a meal planning guru. Plan your meal, shop smart, and buy only what you need. Step 3. Don't judge food by its cover. Those slightly bruised apples and wonky carrots are still yummy and perfect for soups, smoothies, and snacks. Step 4. Unleash your inner chef. Get creative with pantry odds and ends. They can turn into culinary masterpieces. So, let's flip the script on food waste. It's your chance to save money, reduce your carbon footprint, and make our planet greener. Remember, one person's scraps can be another's gourmet delight. Chop, dice, and sauté your way to a tastier future. This message has been brought to you by the Green Thumb Chefs at WRUV 90.1 FM.
Life gets to be almost too hard to bear. I'm not afraid because she's always there. One word or smile can change the day, and the thought of how she thrills me makes me say.
Hello, Burlington. You're tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington, and you're listening to The Charm with me, I'm Ivy, DJ B, and The Charm is graciously underwritten by Higher Ground, a locally owned venue hosting a wide array of live music and events since 1998. Located just up the hill in South Burlington, Higher Ground brings fans closer to their favorite artists and up-and-coming acts with nights of live music, comedy and drag performances, and so much more. There's something for everyone this spring at Higher Ground. From Buckethead to Deep Sea River, Joseph to Cheekface, and Olive Klug, the full calendar can be found online at highergroundmusic.com. Thank you so much for being tuned in today on this lovely afternoon. It looks a bit colder than it is out right now. I'm in a tank top. It's kind of nice out. We've been enjoying some nice weather up here in Burlington, Vermont recently, which has been a nice change from some other weather that we were having. I mean, it did snow, I think, sometime last week. I do remember that, but all I can kind of think about is the nice 60-degree days that we've been having. Today's a little bit cooler than that, but it's been nice. I was in bed all day just making this playlist for you all and just lounging about. But we have some interesting energy shifts happening later on, but we're going to start off with just some old, like, country, a little bit... No, actually, we're starting off with some 70s soul first, and then we're going to do some old country. We're going to get into some new Lana Del Rey after a short little break. But then there's a new Negi Jemmy song that came out recently, so we're going to listen to that. We're going to go all over the map today, and it's going to be a great time. Without further ado, next up is I Wouldn't Change Her by Andrew Jeffrey, and as always, we've been listening to Girl Full of Charm, kind of in the background here. But yeah, here is I Wouldn't Change Her by Andrew Jeffrey. Enjoy.
Now sometime, my baby doesn't always treat me just the way I feel she should. And I know the only thing that would make her hurt me, that if she's not feeling good. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining.
there's other women who say if they had me, they'd never give me a hard time. But I know my baby loves me, even though she gets evil. She was just born under evil sign. She wake up in the morning with an attitude. Then she'll call me all kind of names. Later on, she'll turn around and start crying. She throws
my arms, and I touched you. With soft words I whispered your name.
I held you right on the tips of my fingers.
Ah, but that was as close as I came. My eyes had a vision of sweet lips yielding beneath my command.
I have your love on the tips of my fingers,
but I let it slip right through my hands.
But I let it slip right through my hands.
Somebody took you when I wasn't looking, and I should have known from the start that it's a long way from the tips of my fingers to the love hidden deep in your heart,
to the love hidden deep in your heart.
I let you slip right through my hands.
Yes, I let you slip right through my
with someone else, perhaps in time, I'll find a little peace of mind. And maybe someday I'll get over you. And if in time I hear your name, it may be hard to bear the pain, but I'll go to a stranger before I'll come to you. Or a stranger might that's so much more than you have ever done for me. And to turn away from you won't be an easy thing to do. But I'll go to a stranger before I'll come to you. Or a stranger might show a little sympathy, and that's so much more than you have ever done for me. And to turn away from you won't be an easy thing to do. But I'll go to a stranger before I'll come to you. I'll go to a stranger before I'll come to you.
That was I'll Go a Stranger. Go to a Stranger by Ray Price. We heard Tips of My Fingers by Roy Clark. I Wouldn't Change Her by Andrew Jeffrey. And, of course, starting us off in my little intro was Girl Full of Charm by Soul Injection. Now we're going to switch it up a little bit because I was inspired at first to do a very country set because Lana Del Rey's newest, like, singles have been kind of at least country inspired, if not like more heavily, definitely more country leaning than she has been in a while. I really like her voice on country though. She did a cover of Take Me Home Country Roads, which I'll always love the original, I think, more, but I would say it was a great cover, and so I can see her kind of going back into that now. But then I just kind of, after I was remembered the new Nikki Jemmy single, I kind of went in a different direction for the rest of the playlist. So you'll see that in a little bit. But this is Bluebird by Lana Del Rey.
Fly. bay, but the horses are coming. They're racing their way around the bend. Your crash landing's over, but the evening is coming. Don't make me say it again. Find a way to fly. Find a way to fly. Just shoot for the sun till I can finally run. Find a way to fly. Sun till I can finally run, find a way to fly. you say? On the dirt in the play. Speak louder than me. I know you will.
Thank you.
That was Mysterious Girl by Negi Jemmy. We heard Obvious, by Oklu. Time Passes by the fascinating Chimera Project. And Bluebird by Lana Del Rey. Also, if you ever are wondering what I played, you can also chat in at wruv.org or call in at 802-656-4399. And I can just read it out to you, send it along to you. I know that I always do that with some of my like DJs that I'm listening to here on the station, so it's always an option. Up next is You Got Time and I Got Money by Sermez.
Put your hands around my body. Hold me tight and show it to me. I am yours and your boy only. Put your hands around me. Put your hands around my body. I am yours and your only. You got time.
Thank you.
That was Chintamani by Celine Desberg. We heard Sanctified by System Olympia with the Working Men's Club. Inside by Salami Rose Joe Lewis. You Left Your Soul Behind by Saskia. All My Candles by Men I Trust. And starting us off was You Got Time and I Got Money by Smurez. This week on Exposure, so starting off our little news and weather portion, first off on Exposure, we have Girls' Night coming into the studio. That's going to be this Wednesday, April 23rd, from 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be a great time. You can tune in just like you are now, either 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington on your radio station. You can tune in at WRUV.org, and we'll be posting more about that on WRUV.exposure on Instagram. The time is currently 4:53, and it's 56 degrees outside. It feels like 52. It's actually a bit warmer out than I thought it was today. I thought it was in the 40s, but I was also wearing a t-shirt because my roommate said, no, you'll be fine, you don't need a coat. And I was like, okay, great, because I didn't really want to break out the puffer today because that's really the only coat I own. It's either that or a trench coat, and I'm wearing sweatpants, so I just didn't really think that those things would mesh well together. Not like I haven't done it before, but I decided against it today. But we saw a high of 63, a low of 49. The sun is setting today at 7:45 p.m. So we have like 3 more hours of daylight today. It's pretty cloudy daylight, but it's still daylight nonetheless. With that, the UV index is 0 today, and it has been all day. So if you're trying to get any tanning in, it's not going to happen today. But the moon phase is a waning crescent. Looking into the rest of the week, Tuesday is going to see a high of 62 and a low of 43. Wednesday, a high of 58 and a low of 38. Thursday, a high of 68 and a low of 48. With the UV that day, we're going to get up to 5 on Thursday. So that's moderate. I mean, you might be able to finally start getting out there. Friday, a high of 70, with also a moderate UV. It's just looking like spring is kind of just coming around to Burlington finally. And it's going to be, there's definitely some rain I'm seeing in the forecast, especially Saturday. But I mean, April showers bring May flowers. I mean, I think we're going to have a really beautiful finals week up here in Burlington, Vermont, before we all go back home. But for everyone who's going to be sticking around in Burlington for the summer, everyone who is in Burlington already for the summer because you live here, I think you're finally going to be starting to see the springtime this week, which is very exciting. In other news, I woke up this morning, so I fell asleep, for context, I fell asleep last night at 5 p.m. I woke up in a panic, hadn't done my assignment, it was 11:39 p.m. And I say, you know what, that assignment can wait until tomorrow, I'll wake up early and do it. Spoiler, did not do it this morning, I slept in until 10 a.m. I needed the sleep, and that's okay, but I watched the new episode of The Last of Us, season 2, and then I went right back to sleep, because that episode was a lot on me mentally, honestly. I don't know if any of you are Last of Us watchers, but you'll probably know what I'm talking about, but, with no spoilers, of course. But then I wake up this morning, and my roommate tells me the Pope has died, and I see a text from my mother, Pope Francis died. For some reason, Pope Francis is a very meaningful, I mean, granted, my family is Roman Catholic, but, it was definitely, it was big news this morning that Pope Francis had died. And from, I'm looking at CNN, and I just kind of wanted to go over what happens when a Pope dies, because you gotta, like, elect a new one. And so Pope Francis has died at 88. So now is the period between the pontiffs that's known as papal intergunum, when the church is without a spiritual leader. During this period of sede vacante, or empty chair, the church follows a clear set of rules as laid out by in the apostolic constitution. So first, death, which triggers an elaborate series of rituals, which is orchestrated by a senior Vatican official. The second is the exposition of the body. So Pope Francis' body will be initially laid to rest for private visits by the papal household, Vatican staff, heads of state, and religious leaders. Then he will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica to lie in state and allow the public to pay their respects. Third is general congregations. On a set day by the senior Vatican leader, until the conclave begins, cardinals meet daily to manage day-to-day business of the church, as well as coordinate the lying in state, funeral, and conclave. Fourth, the church observes an ancient Roman ritual known as Novenalis. I'm sorry, I should have work on my pronunciations. My Italian ancestors would be mad at me. I mean, this is Latin, but still. Which calls for 9 days of mourning, starting with the funeral mass and different cardinal celebrations. Then the secret of vote will happen within the Sistine Chapel, and then the inauguration to install the 267th Pope. And so a mass will be celebrated to have that happen, and then we'll have a new pope. So that's just a little overview. I've been looking at that all day because it was very interesting to me. But that's really all I have for you today. I'm gonna get out of here. We have another DJ coming in. Hope you learned something about the Pope, I guess, today. I guess that's all. I'll see you next week. Stick around. Bye-bye. I'm gonna go.